The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Ooh, I got a runny nose, a dripping nose. Is it the virus they call?
Too soon. Oh, well, too late.
Are you gonna infect me? Is it just a matter of time, Corona? It is such a mystery. We all agree, not SARS or Ebola, it's called Corona. Will there be a cure? Are you sure? We'll come up with one where we wake it all about cheap Chinese products from...
It is such bad taste. Forgive me. We couldn't resist. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Forgive me. I know. Forgive me. All right. I'm apologizing if it's bad taste. But I got to tell you, on this coronavirus, excuse me. You know, as I say things on this radio show, and you know, you always hear about it later. It's like Frankie calls it the Piscopo echo effect. It's like now, and you heard, I think it was... It was on the Maria Bartiromo show. They were saying, hey, Senator Tom Cotton said, hey, you know what? I don't know that this just happened. Because there's a bio lab in the Wuhan province. There's a bio lab within there. And they don't think that this disease came from an animal now. They think it came from the lab and got out of hand in China. Who's been saying that from day one? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Mic drop. Can I go home now? Holy moly, you have an insight. You have the same thing. Am I right or wrong? You have a street sense. And I said, I don't know, it's China. China, and now there's an outbreak, and it's the coronavirus, and I'm going like, and all of a sudden it's the animal thing, like the film Contagion, the exact, wait a minute, I don't know, there's a bio lab in that area, check it out, I'm telling you, it's something to think about, that they may have come up with something, were they developing it, was it a bio weapon, I don't know about that. I don't know, but maybe. All I know is that's where perhaps they're thinking now. And Tom Cotton's not like an alarmist. So and Maria always has a great show. Maria Bartiromo on the Sunday Morning Futures is where I saw that. But we had said it weeks ago. So we will stay on that story and see about the coronavirus. Hey, so this is wild, too. This is the wild. And the debates and Mini Mike on stage tonight. All I care do, does he step on a box? Because that's all. You see, it's the drama. It's the entertainment value of the politics that makes me laugh. And when they all come out and they're all going to have daggers, you can't make it up. If we sat down and if we actually had writers for this show, you know, it was, by the way, John Byrd is a writer. He that's who did that, that Mike Corona thing. It was John Byrd, brilliant kid from Alabama. So when Mike Bloomberg comes out, he's going to be there and he's going to be shorter than everybody else. You know, and I don't listen, short people, Randy Newman, I know, I have no qualms against height. I'm not height conscious or anything like that. So, matter of fact, everybody's tall. I'm 6 feet. I'm over, just a little over 6 feet. People are so bigger than me. You ever never saw the pictures on Instagram? And on Facebook, everybody's taller than me, so I understand it. But Michael come out, and then I wonder if they don't put him on a box, he is going to be smaller, you know? So it's just the little things. And boy, they're just going to go after him tonight. I thought he should double down. He, you know, because he's been saying about the crime in the certain areas and talking about black and brown people, and it sounded so elitist. And then he was for stop and frisk. And I tell you what, though, what I don't understand about Bloomberg that's not getting out there is that he carried on from Mayor Giuliani in a really good way. I mean, compared to now, are you kidding me? He was very smart, Bloomberg. He knew what to do. He knew how to continue the safety of the New York City. And you'll hear Mayor Giuliani himself say that. And they don't draw on any of that. Because as soon as Mayor de Blasio go in, look what's happening to the city now. Very scared for this great city, New York, because they're just letting the inmates run the asylum. It's really what's happening now. They're letting criminals out in the street. Bill Bratton warned about it, and it's happening. And the traffic flow is just horrendous. They just don't know how to, and all that they're taxing to the point where you can't even afford to live there. Well, I hear my friends who live in New York, who own property in New York, the property taxes as bad, if not worse, than Essex County, which is bad, certainly out in Long Island. So, but I don't know that Bloomberg goes there tonight. They're just not going to give him a chance. They're going to go after him about all the things that already they said because they want him off the stage. I like the fight of Bernie. I wish that Bernie would just say, look, maybe we should get Jane back on the show, his wife. I like this wife. Remember, she was on last year. We chatted with her. And then I said to Neil Cavuto, I said, because Neil had a great conversation with Jane. She's very nice. If Bernie ever just disassociate himself with Linda Sarsour and Ilhan Omar and AOC and Rashida Tlaib, step away from that and say, you know what? I'm a proud Jewish American from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm not going to deal with these anti-Semites. Man, I'm telling you what. You know what? He wants to make a stance. That would be a stance. Because a lot of us who understand Bernie's a communist, he's a socialist, but I think he went off the deep end when he started embracing the squad. There's no way he's going to win embracing the squad. No way he's going to win anyway. So what does it matter? But if I were Bloomberg, this is what I would go after Bernie for. Hey, Peter Schweitzer on the show this morning, president of the Government Accountability Institute and a New York Times bestselling author whose latest book is Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Hello, this is me. This is why Bill Barr's running into trouble. The thing with Bill Barr, he's going to step down now. That's the latest news. Oh, yeah, did you hear that? Oh, yeah, well, just broke on Fox News. Bill Barr, attorney general, thinking about quitting. So they say. We don't know that that's true. I think this whole thing is manufactured. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, here we go again. I was right about the coronavirus, and I'm going to make another prediction here. I'm the guy that said the best is yet to come. Where do I hear that? I'm just saying, a little radio show in New York that you're kind enough to listen to, people are listening. I'm telling you, it's like, I always say, if you got an idea to call here because people are listening. It's not just our show. I know they scan all the shows like that. But I'm telling you, I think that Bill Barr may be playing the press. This is Attorney General. This is what I'm thinking. He goes, he's going to start a little. This is an artificial rift that he's doing with the president, I think, because he's going to he may testify next week before Congress, I believe, and the House, I think, Intelligence Committee, I think, is that that's what it was. But I think it's a manufacturer because he wants to say, look, I'm not owned by anybody, but he knows, I think, exactly what he's doing. And when people are saying, fire Bill Barr, get him out of there, he's part of the swamp, you may be right. I'll give you that, maybe right, but something senses that he knows exactly what he's doing, and I think a lot of this quote-unquote tiff with President Trump is manufactured on the part of Bill Barr. And I think the president knows that. Because what's interesting with President Trump, and people don't like to hear this, he plays the press like a marionette. And he knows exactly the next step he's making. And he plays them and uses them in a brilliant manner. Someone's got to absorb this. And if I was a writer like, you know, along the lines of some of these great people who do these great books. And I don't know, somebody like, you know, Bill O'Reilly writes these great books. Bill maybe should look at that because I'm telling you, there's some kind of strategy there. And we're going to discover that. Trust me. Somebody's going to discover how the president handled and was a marionette of the press who became his puppets. That's exactly what it is. They go hook, line, and sinker. He puts it out there. Boom. They go for the shiny object. He knows exactly what he's doing. Someone's going to, there's going to be a book about that. I'm telling you. Look at me, Mr. Prediction over here. I'm going to do prediction. Call me Nostradamus over. I am the Nostradamus of radio, you know. Hold it. Give me a moment. Let me just get the feeling. Ah, I see what's going to happen. Stephen Moore is going to be on the show in the 7:40 time slot. Ah, got it. There's the prediction. Oh, look. I just looked at my, Stephen Moore will be on the show. Former Donald Trump economic. Great guy. Love Stephen Moore, man. He's got the book Trumponomics, you know, economic. He's an economist with the Heritage Foundation, a great guy. And the name of the book is Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Dov Hyken, you do not want to miss Dov, man. 8 o'clock, he's going to be fired up. You know, he's a former New York State Assemblyman, son of Holocaust survivors. And I want to chat with Dov about how he upset that Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib went to do a speech. I think it was at Rutgers that Dov went in, man. Said, you're an anti-Semite. He's got guts, this guy. There's the man who's sticking up for his heritage. If I was Jewish, I would just so appreciate everything. I appreciate, listen, I'm not Jewish, and I appreciate what Dov Hyken is doing, man. He stands up for his heritage unlike anybody else. Although the president stands up for the Jewish community, and Dov sees that. But we're going to talk about Mayor de Blasio endorsing Sanders, which I just think, I always thought Bernie would go, when de Blasio goes, hey, I'll support you. And I thought Bernie would go to de Blasio, no, Bill, please don't. No. Please stop, you know. Just that's, I mean, what good does de Blasio do? Campaigning for Sanders, it can only hurt. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, pardon, presidential pardon. Boom! Drop the mic, baby. That's it. Yeah, I'm coming home yesterday. I didn't even know how I was going to get home. So I called my buddy, Captain Frank. God bless him. And a former United Airlines. He's a retired United Airlines pilot. A retired United States Air Marshal. Kick butt guy. He spars with all the top martial artists. Tough guy. And so he's kind enough. Runs my car into New York. Picks me up. I go, Frank, thanks, man. And so we're listening to the radio. And the president talks to the press on his way out to California or Nevada, where he's going. And he goes, pardon Blagojevich. I hear that. Blagojevich! Which I'm convinced that Jerry Lewis came up with that name. Blagojevich! Governor Blagojevich! And so he pardons Blagojevich. Then he goes, then a reporter goes, he goes, Mr. President, are you pardoning Bernard Kerik too? He goes, I gave clemency to Bernard Kerik. I go, what? Wait. So I say to Captain Frank, did you just hear that? I'm looking online, and I'm not finding anything on Twitter. It just came out like that. And I said, they said, yeah. And Captain Frank goes, no, he said Bernie Kerik. So I text Bernie, Commissioner Kerik, and I get nothing back. And then I said, I can't stand it anymore because I'm just like, I got to call him. So I call him, and he picks up the phone. He goes, you're the only phone call going to pick up, Piscopo. And he did it with some more colorful language than that. But I said, Commissioner, you got clemency? He goes like this, full presidential pardon. Boom! Just like that. I said, oh, man. We just kind of joked back and forth. He cracked up, and that was the phone call. Commissioner Kerik is coming on at the 8 o'clock hour. I'm telling you, if you look at Bernie's case and how he was railroaded, and you look at, and stay with me on this for a second, if you would. And again, the son of a lawyer with great respect to law and order, and I love the show too. It's these people are going in for their own careers, taking people down. And Bernie got caught in the crossfires of a political takedown. It's what happened to, look at the president. And look what the president with the Mueller probe. That's scary stuff, man. I've never seen it. Nor would I say I would never understand it unless President Trump went in and they started going after him. That's where the Democrats really misstepped. They thought that we were going to just go with the old school of, well, it must be right because the government says it. And then Ronald Reagan starts saying the people you can't trust are in the government. And he's right, man. They went after Bernie in such an egregious manner. And then the president saw that. And he pardoned Bernard Kerik. But it doesn't stop because they went after the president about, they impeached the guy. They impeached him for nothing. And then you and I go, what? That's why his poll numbers are up. That's why the funding is up. People see it's dangerous out there. Because, and then these people going against Attorney General Barr, they want to change everything. What's happening in New York and California and the homeless and the disregard, you know, and in Philadelphia, they're just letting the criminals run rampant. And we're going to be right back where we started, the way it was in the 1970s in New York. And the end game is power and control for the people. They will get the votes of these folks that get out and are able to vote. They'll get the votes for these people. But the fact is, now I'm more leery of the government. And I explained to Mikey, I picked up Mikey yesterday after school, and I'm telling him sometimes the government goes after you, and they have unlimited resources, and sometimes they're not always right. And it hurts me to say that about my government, the United States of America government. But, man, you can't trust who's in the government now. And I think that's why I say, and when you criticize me but for supporting the president, we have the right guy at the right time. You needed somebody totally out there to upset the swamp, you know? Hey, Matthew West is on the show, too, before we go to Susie. Matthew West, this is a contemporary Christian musician, singer, songwriter, and actor. I ran into him in Nashville. I heard Matthew West was in another studio, my man Greg down there at the Fish, where I broadcast from in Nashville. But this kid is great. What a nice kid. By the way, contemporary Christian musician selling millions of records. Is this wild? He's a great kid. He's a great artist. And Matthew West, we have a great interview with Matthew coming up. Curtis Ellis, he is the man. Oh, gosh, look at this great show. Come on, Frankie Five Bros put together a great show. You want to keep it right where it is, on your iPhone or on the radio. Curtis Ellis, senior policy advisor with America First Policy. He is the guy that I quoted yesterday. He is the guy that can explain this China trade situation and what's happening with the coronavirus better than anybody, because he understands China and he puts it in plain speak for you and me. And Jim Meskimen is one of the most brilliant comedians, impressionists. He's a voiceover artist. He's an actor. He's the guy that played George Washington. Remember he came on the show and he played the George Washington? I guess it was in the Progressive TV ads, in the insurance ad, you know? Oh, big man with a horn. Remember that? Yeah, Jim is on the show at the 9 o'clock hour, man. He's got some brilliant, brilliant impressions he's going to do for you. Hey, so it's 6:21 right now. Joe on the radio. So much to get into. Oh, my gosh. And Susie Acerone is with us this morning because Debbie is a little under the weather. But Susie, always great to hear your voice this morning. How you doing this morning?
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Got it. I'm locked and loaded. So much to get into, but yeah. It's always so exciting to hit the airwaves because we'll run through it all. But Debbie's okay. She got a little bit of the flu, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
She texted me yesterday. She's got a bit of a fever and a cold, and she's not feeling well. So it's like, just all rest right. up.
Yep. We have to send her the balance of nature. Get that balance of nature in there. Yeah, we have to do that. We got it. Susie, thank you for being with us. 6:22, Susie Cerone on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
My pleasure. Good morning. Alternate side is in effect. It's busy in the boroughs this morning. We've got delays on the Belt Parkway eastbound into Ocean Parkway. That's from an earlier unauthorized tractor trailer that they moved off onto the service road. Also in Brooklyn, really slow on the Gowanus north and up to Hamilton Avenue. That's from an earlier accident, but everything is open. Hey, it's already busy on the LIE westbound out of Nassau County. You've got delays Glen Cove Road to New Hyde Park Road. Then in Queens, the LIE westbound is really slow beginning at the Van Wyck. So if you're headed off the island, may just want to stick with the Northern State / Grand Central westbound combo instead. Inbound, George, okay for the upper, not so much for the lower. There's an accident on the inbound lower level near the toll, right before the toll plaza, blocking a lane. So stick with the upper. Inbound Lincoln 15 in at the Holland 15 from either approach. No problems on the parkway. Looking good on the throughway in both directions as you travel between Westchester in Rockland. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling me about Balance of Nature. Just talking about Balance of Nature. We love Balance of Nature. The Howards are coming into the studio, I think, on March 2nd. I'm very excited about that because I am a hypochondriac. Thank you for asking. But I am because, you know, back in 81, I keep telling you, I had this medullary carcinoma in my thyroid, and it's cancer, you know. And it was, and again, that's supposed to be the most curable cancer. And then they cut it out. And then I had a cure rate in 91. I told you I went to Cedar-Sinai. But I got to tell you something. You're always looking over your shoulder. And because I got that diagnosis, I'm always looking over my shoulder, and I always remember the words of my doctor at the time, Dr. Marvin Belsky. Give him a shout out. What a great guy. Just a marvelous doctor. And I told you, doctor to the hypochondriacs of Dustin Hoffman and Woody Allen and David Letterman. I just heard that those guys go to this guy. I want to go to that guy. Because I'm a hypochondriac like these guys. Like Woody Allen, forget about it. So Dr. Belsky said, you got to take antioxidants, man. Back in the day, he told me this. Antioxidants. He goes, I had no idea what that was. And that's the fruits and the vegetables and the plants and everything that we should have. You and I should have every single day. So I go, well, this is great. So then I run into, from Frankie introduces me, Kevin McCullough introduces me to Dr. Howard, right? And I start talking with Dr. Howard, and he got it, man. This is a man who's been, he's internationally renowned, Dr. Howard is. He comes up with the idea of putting fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. Just like that. In a vegetarian capsule. 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Now you got my attention. Because I know from my history, that's antioxidants. I know from my history, that antioxidant that you put into your body will fight the free radicals in your body that cause disease and cold and allergies and the things that attack all of us. And then Dr. Howard and his lovely family comes up with it. They come up with this Balance of Nature offering you 35% off plus free shipping on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So then in my mind, I'm going, I got to tell you this, because how could you say no to that? 35% off? Are you kidding me? 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
You know, I'm very, very pro-law enforcement. You know that, always supporting. Thanks to all the men and women of the New York Police Department doing such a great job in the city of New York. New York, appreciate it, especially with all the politics going on. You can't say it. I can say it. Amazing. Despite it all, they do such a stellar, stellar job. Now, I met, we had Nick DeMora in yesterday. He was a detective with the New Milford Police Department in Jersey. And they started this organization called Law Enforcement Against Drugs. This is huge. This is huge. LEAD, as we call it. It's a charity, most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. I'm so proud. And a shout out to my business partner, Stacy, says, you know, do you want to get in with LEAD and talk to them about LEAD and help out? And I said, what is LEAD? Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Boom! I went right there and met these great folks over there doing such a great job. Because last year, look at the stats. We lost 72,000. 72,000 of our family members, friends, and neighbors to drug-related deaths. And we all know someone who has been affected by a drug-related death. You can make a difference. LEAD has the only evidence-based, K-12 tested and proven effective, school-based anti-drug, anti-violence prevention curricula in the nation delivered by police officers and teachers. How great is this? LEAD puts police officers in the classroom. It's exactly what we need. So and we want you to go to leaddrugs.org, because if you're in a precinct, if you're in a school and you want LEAD to come out, they will come out. That's exactly what they do. The LEAD prevention curricula includes age-appropriate, tested, and proven effective information on marijuana, on opioids, and prescription and over-the-counter drugs. And I hear some stuff. My kids tell me what's in the school already. I can't believe it. It's worse than when I was a kid in the 60s. And the 60s was a psychedelic generation, right? Go to leaddrugs.org. It's LEADRUGS. Leaddrugs.org. Leaddrugs.org. Or like their Facebook page at Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Come on! Do you love me? There it is. I love the bass on this. Here it is. Come on. Watch me now.
Watch me now.
See, I remember. Thank you, Al. I remember I would go to Brookdale School. We'd go to Brookdale School in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And it was a beautiful little school. I told you, Andrew Napolitano was there. It was just a great school. And right off of Broad Street in the beautiful area of Bloomfield called Brookdale. And then it was lunchtime. And I can remember I was within walking distance to home on Whittier Terrace in Bloomfield. 20 Whittier Terrace is where we live. And so I would walk from Brookdale School at lunch, and I would go home to my mother, and I'd walk into the house, and I remember my mother, she had one of those ironing boards that folded up into the wall. Do you remember that? How cool was that? So it folded into the wall. So when you open the cabinet, the ironing board would come down, right? So I remember I would go over, Mom, 50s, perfect housewife my mother was, you know, although the boss of the house, you know, she's ironing. I remember she'd be ironing. And then she would have lunch for me. I'd eat my lunch. Then I would go to a corner of the living room. This is lunch. It seems like, how did I have the time to do it? And there was a radio. There was a radio, and it was like an old, was it Philco or one of those old radios? I remember it being like a beige radio, and I turned it on, and I would sit in a rocking chair as my mother would she was ironing the clothes, and before I went back to school, and I would listen to all those songs in the 50s. I probably put on WMCA, you know, back in the day, or this station, I think, had some rock. WNYM had some rock and roll on, and I would listen to all those songs I remember like that. So when I listened to them, and that's why, you know, CBS FM and our dear friend Scott Shannon doing such a great job over there. Scott's a brilliant broadcaster anyway, but it's like, you know, they have the great music on, so that took me right back to Bloomfield, New Jersey, baby. Thank you, Al. And a good morning to you, dear Frankie Five Boroughs and Albert. How you guys
good
doing?
Good morning, Joe. We're doing great.
You guys are too young. You're too young. I remember the Contours singing that song many, many years ago. Oh, that was a great tune, though. Remember the Dave Clark Five covered that song. You know that?
That's right. That's right.
Dave Clark Five. Hey, guys, can you tell me now? I want to talk first of all. The big news is Bernie Kerik, which is great. I called him immediately, Frankie, and he was full presidential pardon. Boom! This is huge, huge. And Bernie's coming on. And I didn't even have to text Frankie Five Boroughs because he knew to reach out to Bernie. I know Bernie was on last week when I wasn't here, and that made news. Now, so Bernie's coming on later on in the show, and that's going to be great. But I'm so happy for him, you know? I'm just so happy
absolutely.
For him.
Me too. Long overdue, and I hope that this is the first step in Bernie Kerik returning to public service in some manner or another. I'd love to see him be head of the Bureau of Prisons, but certainly there's a number of at the local level and at the federal level, a number of positions that could really benefit from his expertise and experience.
Frankie, he could do home. He could be like George W. Bush considered him for Homeland Security. Then they again, the political witch hunt, you know, stop that. But he could do that now, right?
Oh, he could do anything he wants. He could do any job that you can have, right? I mean, I think, I think he's so uniquely qualified to be head of the Bureau of Prisons, having served time in federal prison himself and having run a jail system.
You're right.
And
you're
having
so right.
been a warden of a county jail and having been a police commissioner. He knows law enforcement every which way. He knows what works in the jail system and what doesn't work. And at a time, you know, when we're seeing people like Whitey Bulger murdered behind bars, people like Jeffrey Epstein kill himself behind bars. There's pandemic corruption within the Bureau of Prisons. And Bernie Kerik's a guy that has a history of straightening it out.
You're right. And the word for the day is Blagojevich. 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 So Blagojevich, very curious, but he apparently put it, how many years? He served over 8 years as president.
Yeah,
that was enough. Boom.
You know what? Come on. Wasn't it? I mean, you see people don't get 8 years for violent crimes.
No, I know.
It's enough. It's enough.
I have to. We should get into this. I know we got a break, but we have to get into this. How? And I hesitate to say the Department of Justice, because there's so many great men and women in the FBI, in the CIA, the federal level of law enforcement, and they're great. But I'm telling you, you know, Frank, better than I do, because you've been following it for years. I never thought I would be critical of that. If the FBI or somebody like Comey said something, I would go, okay, well, he was the head of the FBI. Now you got some rogue bad actors, you know? And it's getting worse. So now they're going after Attorney General Barr, and there's a whole progressive socialist arm of all the, I guess, some U.S. attorney prosecutors out there. They're gonna let the criminals run rampant in the street. It's some kind of, it's a weird thing that's happening now that I'm seeing. And it started, of course, with the Mueller probe. Because, again, what we forget about is the ancillary damage of the Mueller probe. And Roger Stone. Now, Roger Stone gets sentenced today, is that right?
Thursday.
Now, how ridiculous is that? That he and the president. I tell you what. I didn't even know Roger Stone. I knew who he was. He's famous. Roger Stone's famous. Frankie Fibros told me about Roger Stone. Joe, why don't you go have lunch with Roger Stone? It was one of those fascinating afternoons I've ever had in my life. He's one of the fascinating individuals. Frankie co-produced that film on Netflix, Get Me Roger Stone. I watched that. What a fascinating individual. He didn't do anything wrong. They got him. They got him on something. Say, oh, he lied to the FBI. No. He just maybe misstated something and they went after him. 8 years, 9 years? And when I saw the president say that last week at a press conference, he goes, 9 years? He goes, murderers and rapists aren't even getting that these days. I was so proud of the president that he had the guts to say that. And now this judge seems so off the rails. Well, Amy, what's her name?
Amy Berman-Jackson.
Berman-Jackson,
We can chat about it a bit later. But the fact that she didn't postpone the sentencing in the aftermath of what we learned last week about this jury foreperson who was tweeting about Roger Stone the trial and during the trial, essentially mocking him. I don't know, even Judge Napolitano, who's not considered a Trump person by any means, even he said there's not a judge in the world that wouldn't give Roger a new trial with that information. So, I mean, she's laying her cards on the table. In spite of what Chief Justice Roberts says, there is a big difference in this country between Obama judges and Trump judges, and she is clearly an Obama partisan.
But you know what? What do you think is going to happen? All of this that he, you know, commuted Blagojevich's sentence that he gave Bernie Kerik a pardon. I'm not saying that none of them were deserved. They were. All of them were. At least in the case of
the
Bernie Kerik.
You've studied.
At least in the case of Bernie Kerik. The bottom line is the president is going to pardon Roger Stone.
Well, I hope
he's
right.
He's calling their bluff. You're going to do this? Well, guess what? Now I'm going to pardon him.
I hope
and
you're
now
right.
What are you going to do?
The president didn't indicate that yesterday, he wouldn't even need to pardon him, I don't think, if Roger would get a fair trial. You know?
Fair point. That's a fair point.
If the judge would give Roger a new trial, ideally in a new venue where you don't have a jury pool consisting of 96% Trump haters who are going to tweet all about, you know, what a crybaby you are in the middle of the trial. I don't think we'd need to pardon. I mean, Donald Trump, if he does issue a commutation or a pardon of Roger Stone, it's to remedy a failure in the criminal justice system. We'll see what happens.
Well said, Frankie Fibros. Joe Piscopo on the radio. A lot to talk about. I want to just quote the Bible when we come back. Oh, dare I do that? A little bit of Matthew right there? I don't know. I heard something in the gospel last Sunday. Got me very, very upset. I'll talk about it when we come back, and we'll get into it with the guys. Yeah, I don't think you want to miss this. AM 970, The Answer. By the way, if you want to call 877-970-2999, you're welcome to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. 637 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
43 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There could be a delay in the implementation of congestion pricing. The MTA yesterday acknowledged it needs federal approval to implement the plan that the MTA is counting on for billions of dollars to help the subway system. The plan to charge drivers coming into Midtown and Lower Manhattan expected to go in effect in January. However, the MTA acknowledges there still needs to be a federal environmental review and permission to toll. previously free streets. A bus driver accused of homicide is under arrest despite nearly flying out of the area. Fayola Howard of Bloomfield was taken into custody yesterday while allegedly attempting to board a plane at Newark Airport, charged on counts related to vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of the accident involving an injured person. Howard was driving a New Jersey Transit bus on New Year's Eve when she purportedly struck victim Kevin Thomas in Newark. Thomas was allegedly dragged by the bus down Sanford Avenue and then died from those injuries about a week later. Officials did not say where Howard was flying to or if she was attempting to flee the state. In sports, Devils shut out in St. Louis by the Blues by the final of 3-0. College hoops tonight, Syracuse at Louisville. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off right here on The Answer. While on WMCA, Seton Hall hosts Butler. The tip-off is scheduled for 6:30. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 43 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. We've got delays in Brooklyn on the Gowanus north and into Hamilton Avenue from an earlier crash. Also in Brooklyn, slow on the Belt Parkway eastbound into Ocean Parkway from an earlier unauthorized tractor trailer. They moved that off onto the service road. Heavy delays on the LIE westbound through Nassau and in through Queens. May just want to do the northern state / Grand Central instead. Inbound George, okay for the upper. 10 at the lower, an accident right before the toll plaza has at least one lane blocked. Lincoln and Holland, 15 minutes apiece. No problems on the Garden State Parkway in either direction. And looking good on the New York State Thruway. Your forecast today, partly sunny but windy. The high 44 tonight, partly cloudy, down to 27 in the city. Thursday, cloudy and 37. Friday, sunny and 35. Weekend looks good, though. Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days with a high near 50. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
20 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Did you go to MyPillow.com yet? You got to go to MyPillow.com because Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you listening to AM 970 The Answer, because that's the code AM 970 when you order a pillow. Got to go to MyPillow. You got to get the. By the way, I got to tell you, is when you know what me with the my I have the mattress topper. Got it. I got the Giza sheets. I'm going to tell you now. You buy one, get one free from Mike Lindell. Now is the day with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. But now, and I got these new gals that come in and kind of fix the house up, and then they put the MyPillow on. I have the mattress topper on, and then the Giza sheets. And as I was lying there in my bed again last night, I was thinking about you. I said, I have to say how great the MyPillow products are. Because I'm not a sleeper like that. It's hard. I think of a million things I got to do. But when I'm with all the MyPillow, when I'm surrounded by MyPillow products, I can sleep. And I think you can do the same. And you got to give it a try. You got to get these Giza sheets, by the way. Buy one, because you buy one, you get one free. Are you kidding me? The MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. MyPillow.com. Come on, don't forget the promo code AM970. If you like to call, it's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
6:43 with Joe on the radio. You know, I want you to go to HomeTitleLock.com because I worry about you. You know, we're talking about the FBI, and the FBI, they call home title theft. Home title theft, one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. And this is what they do. I can't believe this, that they could do this. And then the folks at Home Title Lock, I told you, they checked my home out, and my home was out there online. The title to my home was out there. People can steal what's online. They steal it, and then they technically own your home. Stay with me on this. This is wild. To own your home, and then they borrow against the house. I don't know. The insurance company doesn't cover you. The bank doesn't cover you. And I keep telling you about this one gal. She was evicted from her home because someone stole the title from her home. You know, and this is as fraudulent as it gets. And she lost $85,000 in equity. Nobody believes that you could get your home stolen this easily. Again, the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. You could stop all of this with Home Title Lock. I tell you what, I'm stammering because I got Home Title Lock. I want you to get Home Title Lock. Who knew? Who knew? And you know what? What is with these people? Let's take this home. Yeah, let's borrow against this house. There's an evil out there, but you could protect yourself with HomeTitleLock.com. You go register your address at Home Title Lock, right? And see if you're already a victim and don't know it. And if you are, you got to call the cops, right? You got to please call the police. Then sign up to protect the legal title to your home. And to get you started, I can offer you, Home Title Lock allowed me to offer you 60 risk-free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. It's HomeTitleLock.com. 60 risk-free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Just touch somebody and tell them the Lord is blessing me right now.
Come on. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Welcome to the Piscopo Show with Frankie Marana, Al Gattula, Susie Zerow for Debbie. Put your hands on the radio. Get this Wednesday started in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Come on. The Lord is blessing you right now.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, we need this in the Catholic Church. This is what I want to hear. I want to walk into Mass with this playing. I want the priest dancing in his vestiges. Come on, can you see that? With the green vestiges? With a choir behind him on the altar?
Come on now. Praise Jesus! Welcome to the Mass!
You want to revitalize the Catholic Church, you put this music there. Forget about it. You're kidding me? You have lines around the block. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? That is the greatest music of all. And yes, you do. And for some reason, you do. You feel close to God when you sing. And there's some beautiful songs in the Catholic Mass. The St. Francis song, there's some great, or Ave Maria, certainly. But sometimes it's so slow and it's so quiet and I want to just fall asleep. Put that choir in the Catholic Church. I'm telling you, man. That's the way you punch it up. Then I'm in church last week. And I go in there and I make the noon mass. I wanted to go a little later, but there's a noon mass. I said, okay, you know, you're so busy on Sunday trying to get all your chores done. So I said, all right, let me go to noon mass. I go to noon mass at this great church, great people, and the priests were great, and it was all nice. And then I'm listening to the gospel. So I'm sitting there and going, okay, let me listen to the gospel. And so it was like Matthew 5:17. I hope I get this right. Someone will call me and know me. You know this. I don't know this. I don't know the Bible. We were taught catechism in Bloomfield. I would go to St. Thomas in Bloomfield, New Jersey. We would learn catechism. We were not taught the Bible as per se. You know what I mean? I go down south. I go to the southern belt of the United States. I love the South. I love to play through the Midwest and the South. And they all know the Bible down there. We never learned the Bible. So forgive me if I'm wrong here, and you'll call me and you'll correct me. But it said it had these Matthew gospel where it said, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. Okay. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with
her in his heart. That's what Jimmy Carter was talking about. Remember Jimmy Carter did that interview with Playboy magazine? I lust in my heart. Boom. Remember that? And he still got elected. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. You know this Bible, right? And I need some help as this is where I'm going on this. It is better to, continuing here with the Matthew Bible, it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. You know this. It is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body goes into hell. And then whoever divorces his wife, and it stops right here, whoever divorces your wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. Now, it stops here. Now, I'm looking further. No, I could have sworn. No, I don't swear. I know that I heard in church. The gospel that was read in church on Sunday for me said, if you divorce, then you will not go to heaven. You'll go right to hell if you get divorced. Can someone clarify that for me? Because now this is what I'm holding in my hand now, because I've researched it all over and I could find we should call somebody at WMCA, our sister station, but the mission, but because I'm reading and I'm saying, now I'm hearing divorce and now adultery. I mean, you know, I'm not an adultery guy. I was never adulterous. So apparently I'm in good standing there. But then it says, give her a certificate of divorce. Okay, I did that. But then in church I heard, was it an old Bible, an older gospel that I heard, where it said, you will go to hell if you marry a divorced woman. That's what I heard. You will go to hell if you get a divorced woman. Someone clear that up for me, please. Because I know I could go to Frank on that, but I don't think maybe I can go to Frank on that. Unless you know the gospel. If you know Matthew, then I'm going to really fall over right here, Frank.
Well, I know my fair share of Matthew, but you know, there's a lot of different versions. I don't know that it says that you go to hell, but I stand to be corrected. I hope it's not
that.
The case.
I heard that. Me too. Because first, the point is, I'm listening to the gospel thinking, I'm done. I'm going to hell no matter what I do, because what I did, I got divorced. Now I'm going to hell, because, and I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to do a repentance. This is the part
Come
of my life that is repentance.
Side. Come to the dark side. Come to the dark side.
Man, oh man. I said, yeah, no, so I don't know. I see the phone lines are blowing up now. We've got to go to a couple phone calls when we come back. 877-970-2999.
But what do you know, right? I mean, come on.
Balance of nature phone lines. No, I just say, you know, it's all done with intention, but mm-hmm. What about forgiveness? Have you divorced?
No.
Because I read that. No. I read that. If you get divorced, it said if you marry a divorced woman and then you go to hell, something like that. Somebody will fill me in, because I don't want to be too severe about it. Hey, Susie, you don't know any of this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. What's a bigger sin? Your husband cheating on you or you divorcing him? You know what I mean? Like, he cast the first stone in my book.
Yeah. 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 Yeah,
you
you're right.
You cheated, so you did wrong first.
You're so Italian. You're great. You're not wrong. No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I don't want to hear it, because if a guy does that or a girl does that, you know, that's
right.
The end of it right there. No, I am so with you on that. You
yes.
Know?
You don't do that. Especially when your kid's like in diapers.
Yeah, but yeah. But you're not speaking.
Just saying.
You and me. I said that you had very that personal experience there.
He's on number five.
Oh my God.
He is.
Oh my God, that's right. Oh my God, it's right. We're gonna get back to it. We'll get it back into it. 6:52, Susie. I hear you loud and clear, girl.
You got it. I can laugh about it now. We do have alternate side in effect. An accident in Brooklyn involving a tractor trailer on the BQE North Bend at Cadman Plaza. The right lane out. Huge delays with that. Avoid that. Hey, at least the accident on the inbound George lower level is gone. That's about 15 minutes. 20 for the inbound George upper level. Inbound Lincoln 30 in at the Holland. About 25 from either approach. Parkway northbound solid. 137-140. Delays in Edison on Route 1 North and into 287. The thruway is good to go. Watch out on the Taconic South, but at Peekskill Hollow Road, reports of a huge pothole and a crash on the LIE Westman at Lakeville Road, now off onto the left shoulder. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Tonight, the Orange take on number 5 Louisville on the road. Probably the last chance this regular season to see a top 25 team. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off with Orange pregame at 6:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, I have Alan J. Murray, president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield and Anthem Company. How do you see the healthcare marketplace changing as a result of the state and federal policies changes?
I think what first and foremost is going to change is how those various policies interrelate with the technology that is beginning to come onto the market. Our policy really thinks about controlling what was, not necessarily what will be. And as we start thinking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the ability to transmit data, I mean, we're hearing terms like blockchain payment and a whole host of different things that they're going to have an impact on all of that.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will turn out mostly sunny, blustery, and chilly with a high of 48. Clear early tonight, then some clouds late tonight, and much colder. Low 28 in Midtown, 20 to 25 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, brisk and colder, high 37. For Friday, mostly sunny, breezy and cold, high 36, milder this weekend. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Dello Russo Laser Vision. I'm telling you, Dello Russo Laser Vision is where you want to go. It's family-held and owned medical practice. Specializes in LASIK as well as eye exams, contact lenses, regular frames, lenses, cataract surgery, and more. Doctors Jeffrey and Joseph Dello Russo, they are pioneers in the industry, and the name Dello Russo has become synonymous with LASIK. Dr. Joseph's experience with LASIK dates back to 1990. You know this, right? When he purchased the first laser in the world, and with this cutting-edge technology put into practice, his research led to FDA approval for LASIK. Don't you want to go to the person, the man, that invented this whole procedure? It's Dr. Dello Russo. Since 1990, the doctors have performed more than 165,000 LASIK surgeries. Listen to that, please. Four centers you can go to. New Jersey. I was in New Jersey over there in Bergenfield. Manhattan, Brooklyn, on Long Island. And Dr. Russo is a good guy. He'll make you feel comfortable. By the way, you can get a full eye exam when you're over there. And you know you got to trust your eyes with the best. That's why I say call Dello Russo Laser Vision today, please. To schedule a free consultation with Dr. Dello Russo himself, 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit DelloRusso.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 657. Let me go to Charlie Finch real quick before we break. Charlie, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Consider the lilies of the field, Joe, how they neither toil nor spin. Yet even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. That's for you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe, President Trump pardoned Mike Milken. Who sent Mike Milken to the clink? Rudy Giuliani. At the same time, the Southern District has new indictments against Lev Parnas, putting the squeeze on Giuliani. Yeah. Like Andrew Jackson, President War is going to war against the corrupt U.S. government now, and at least Judge Jackson has postponed the execution of Roger Stone's sentence, so Roger Stone will not be going to jail tomorrow. Good stuff, well, Joe. Onward and forward.
Thank you, Charlie. You know, Frankie, you said before, and thank you, Charlie Finch, we always appreciate that, that Roger, I said, Roger lied, he did not lie to the FBI, he lied to, they're saying that he lied to Congress, correct?
Right, he was convicted of lying to Congress, not lying to the FBI, which but I would argue, Congress lies to me all the time. I would argue that lying to the FBI is a much more serious crime than lying to Congress. But
but he didn't lie, he probably misstated something and then they call it lying, correct?
I think it's very questionable. The most serious aspect of his conviction is the witness tampering, which is totally bogus because it all has to do with his disgraced comedian Randy Credico. And Randy Credico, by the way, has also written a letter to the judge asking for no prison time.
Amazing.
For Roger. So
I
the whole prosecution is a farce.
It's true. That's why you got the right president at the right time. I really think it. And whether you like him or not, you need somebody to just disrupt the swamp down there. Peter Schweitzer is with us. Stephen Moore, Dove Eichen, Bernie Kurik, Matthew West, and Jim Meskimen and Curtis Ellis. Coming right back after
you. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Day two of jury deliberations begin today in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial. Yesterday, the jury asked the judge questions about the role of actress Annabella Sciorra and why she didn't have any standalone charges against Weinstein, as do Jessica Mann and Miriam Haley, who claimed they were raped by the disgraced movie mogul. The judge told jurors to only deal with charges submitted to them. It's still not clear how an abandoned trailer ended up on the New Jersey-bound side of the George Washington Bridge Tuesday afternoon, leaving motorists confused. It caused traffic delays of up to 30 minutes as the FedEx trailer was stopped smack dab in the center lane. Eventually, cops came along, towed the thing off the bridge. Whether or not it was carrying any cargo hasn't been reported. In sports, Devils shut out in St. Louis by the Blues by the final of 3-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.